The best of Goober 95.1 in podcast form. Celebrity interviews, local information for South Central Kentucky, all part of the Goober 95.1 podcast. Anywhere podcasts are heard.
Good morning, Senator McConnell. How are you?
Well, Big Rich, I'm glad to be with you. I was in Bowling Green yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Yes, I saw that. I just missed you, too. But, hey, it's always great to have you back on the program. Let's get right to it. Congress is going to be back. Congress and the Senate's going to be back in session very soon. Can you give us an update on what's going to be worked on once all the folks are back in Washington?
Well, the Senate has been in session the last 3 weeks. This week, but the previous 3 weeks, the House is not. So they've been somewhat fearful about coming back, and they've even gone to remote voting, which is very controversial. But on the Senate side, we're doing business, confirming judges, passing legislation. We're going to continue to do that again starting Monday. We're wearing masks and practicing social distancing, and we're able to do that safely. And we're beginning to consider whether or not to do another rescue package. And it's been my view, Big Rick, that we need to be a little bit careful about what we do. The House came back for a day and passed a $3 trillion grab bag of a variety of different things that were unrelated to the coronavirus. Well, that's not what we ought to be doing. We ought to be taking a look at what we've already done, and bearing in mind we've already added to the national debt so much that this is the biggest debt we've had since World War II. And we need to see what the results are of the economy beginning to open up. People are getting out of the house, they're going back to work, back to out to eat, and the economy is showing some signs of life again. And ultimately, that's the only way we'll get out of this trough, is to begin to get back to normal. We can't stay holed up at home forever, and there were problems associated with that.
Senator Mitch McConnell, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, staying home produced a lot of problems, too. You know, suicides were up, spousal abuse was up, child abuse was up. So you need to head back to normal, and the best way to do that is for the kids to be back in school starting this fall.
Senator Mitch McConnell is on the line with us. Now, you've talked about that second stimulus package that passed the House, the HEROES Act. Are you for more stimulus payments, or would you rather see that money go towards job training or schools? Like, is there somewhere else you'd like to see that money go to?
Well, we're not going to pass a $3 trillion bill. That was a liberal grab bag, a wish list of a whole lot of things in it that had nothing to do with the coronavirus. So what I was saying earlier was that we may well pass another bill, but it's not going to look like that. Mm-hmm. It'll be narrowly crafted to deal with jobs and school, because as we look toward the fall, the only way to get back to normal is for kids to be in school and for mom and dad to still have a job. And that, I think, calls for a very different kind of bill than what the House passed last week, both in terms of amount and what was in the bill. That's just simply not going anywhere.
Yeah. Speaking of schools opening back up, businesses opening back up, there's this term liability protections. And in a nutshell, that is what exactly?
Yeah, well, what I've said is if there is another bill, and there may well be one, we're going to have liability protection in there. Because remember, this was an event no one had seen before, no one knew how to deal with before. It will not protect, and it would cover doctors and nurses and hospitals and small businesses and universities and colleges. As we, it wouldn't guarantee they couldn't be liable for gross negligence or intentional misconduct, but every other kind of personal injury lawsuit related to this would simply not be allowed, because this was unknown territory and no one knew exactly what to do or how to do it early on.
So I saw, like you mentioned earlier, you were in Bowling Green yesterday. What were the details of your visit here?
I joined Dr. Caponi, and he talked about Western. I think he was making an announcement today, by the way, about their plans for the fall semester. And we talked about the results of the CARES Act for Bowling Green, the amount of money that went directly to Western and to other local entities in Warren County. And I think everybody, Judge Buchanan was there, Mayor Bruce was there, and we were talking about the way forward. I think, this, by the way, Big Rick, is the first time I've made public appearances in Kentucky since mid-March. So,
holy cow. It's been a while.
We were doing a lot of things on the phone and Zoom, but now... my being out is further example that we're going to begin to get back to normal. The Corvette plant is open. That's a good sign.
Oh, yeah.
Heading in the right direction.
Yeah. So my curiosity has been sparked. What kind of hobbies have you developed during this social distancing while you do all that hard work in Washington?
Well, I was actually pretty busy from home on the phone, but I did have time to begin to read a book about the Washington Nationals World Series win last year. So
yeah,
I was yearning for baseball, and I've encouraged the commissioner of baseball, with whom I talked a couple of weeks ago, to give us a baseball season. We sure hope we're going to have one. If we do, it'll probably be a half a season beginning around July 4th. It may well be to empty stadiums, but
yeah.
And I think American baseball needs football. Hopefully the Hilltoppers will be playing football again come September.
I saw that the Nationals just released their championship rings. Are they giving you an honorary one, or is it just for the players?
No. Honorary degrees.
All right. Senator Mitch McConnell is on the line. Finally, I want to ask you about, have you seen this clip that's gone viral on the internet about the guy who lost on Jeopardy when that question was actually about you, but then he named Rand Paul? Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I heard that they had both myself and Rand Paul back-to-back on Jeopardy. How about that? The question related to me was which senator had childhood polio, and so that one of the contestants got that right, and then I forgot what the question was that Rand Paul was the answer to, but apparently that came next.
Yeah, I think it was something along the lines of who was this guy? Like, his dad was a senator while he was in high school, and of course it was Rand Paul. And I don't know if you saw the high school photo of Rand, but it's that hair is something else. That's for sure. All right. Well, Senator Mitch McConnell is on the line with us. Before we go, sir, would you like to tell the listeners one more time about your coronavirus response portal? By the way, this is a great resource for South Central and Western Kentuckians.
Yeah, go to mcconnell.senate.gov, and there's a coronavirus portal there that hopefully will provide all the information that anybody might want to learn about this dreadful disease.
Okay. Senator Mitch McConnell on our State of the State segment. Sir, it's a pleasure to have you on again, and hopefully sometime in the near future you can stop by the station and we can finally shake hands in person.
Yeah, let's hope so. Good luck, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Goober 95.1 podcast. Anywhere podcasts are heard, click the subscribe button today. Listen to the Goober 95.1 podcast on demand on the new Goober 95.1 app. Download in the App Store or Google Play today. Find the download links at WGGC.com.